WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. Vice presidential debate, I'm Sherry Preston. The pundits with their opinions on how each candidate did in the vice presidential debate last night on CBS. Former Trump White House chief of staff Reince Priebus praised J.D. Vance's performance.
He went head on against this narrative that he's this snarky, unlikable guy. And he talked about the American dream and his life in the beginning and the end. Waltz lied about Tiananmen Square, and he couldn't get his story straight.
And ABC News political contributor Donna Brazile, a former aide to Al Gore, said Tim Walz did well.
For explaining sometime the difficulty of trying to figure out where J.D. Vance and Donald Trump stands on the important issues. Look, the governor had to do one thing tonight, and that was to close the deal with voters. And I think he did that for Kamala Harris.
It was the first and will be the last time the nominees will appear together on the debate stage. The 2024 November 5th election, now a little over a month away. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Former President Donald Trump made two stops in Wisconsin Tuesday. In Wanakee, Trump said Democrats' new Green Deal plan failed, and he also claimed that he'd immediately rid the Midwest of immigrant gangs if elected. It was the first time a Republican presidential candidate made a stop in Dane County in almost 30 years. Wisconsin's under increased fire danger this week. The Department of Natural Resources asks you to check for fire danger levels before doing any outdoor burning. Dry weather, gusty winds, and minimal rain chance in the forecast means increased fire risk. Get more info before you burn by visiting the DNR website. And a Wisconsin task force is in North Carolina to assist search efforts after Hurricane Helene. The Swiftwater Rescue Team Wisconsin Task Force 1 left over the weekend with specialized equipment like boats, water rescue gear, and communications equipment. They're currently assisting with searches in western North Carolina. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today and becoming a little breezy by later this afternoon. Our high 72, the wind southwest 10 to 20, gusting to 25 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, breezy, 48 tomorrow. Mostly sunny, 76 by Friday, sunshine with a high near 70. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good morning, 7:04. We are giving away tickets to see Forever Simon and Garfunkel this Saturday. Text now for your chance to win. All I gotta say is, I wanna win. Here's Foreigner.
Gotta take a little time. A little time to think things over. I better read between the lines. In case I need it when I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love. Keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life, there's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can face it again. Can't stop now. I've traveled so far to change this lonely life.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. You have a chance to win tickets to see 4 Hour Simon and Garfunkel this hour. We're taking a winner this hour at random for a pair of tickets to see 4 Hour Simon and Garfunkel, a tribute at the Sauk Prairie River Arts Center. Text in "I want to win" before 8 a.m. for your chance to win. Here is Toto on Max FM.
Love isn't always on
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you on Wednesday morning. It is 7:12 a.m. Hey, we are halfway through the week. It is hump day. All right, we have some chances for you to win tickets today. As I hinted on Facebook this morning, two different sets of tickets that we're going to be giving away this morning. We're doing it in the 7 o'clock hour and the 8 o'clock hour. With hits like Bridge Over Troubled Water, Mrs. Robinson, and The Hazy Shade of Winter, Simon and Garfunkel became one of the most famous best-selling duos of their time. You can relive that history with the sounds of Forever Simon and Garfunkel, a tribute this Saturday, October 5th at 7 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie River Arts Center. If you don't win tickets, they're just $30 for adults and $10 for students. You have a chance to win a pair of tickets this hour. I'm going to pick a winner at random by 8 a.m. this morning. You just need to text in, "I want to win," to our text line 608-355-9970. Or you can also go over to the free Civic Media app, look for Maximal, scroll down to the bottom, tap the text button right in the center of the screen, and text, "I want to win." It can't be any easier than that this morning. As you can tell, my voice is still recovering from last week. We had a marathon day last Thursday. It still is not back to 100%, but hey, it's all good. Plenty of coffee this morning. We woke up early in our household this morning. One of us was awake at 3 o'clock this morning, and then I was awake by 4 a.m. So what did we do? We did the adult thing. We got up, had a pot of coffee, and we're on pot number two of coffee this morning. You may have heard me talking about our wonderful coffee maker. We still are waiting for a new one from the company. As you recall, our coffee maker broke about a month after use, and we emailed the company because they don't take phone calls, go figure, and they said, "We'll get back to you within a week. We have long wait times." Not sure how that works out in the email world, but it was definitely close to that week. So they emailed back, asked for some information. I sent them the information. Another few days goes by, and they said, "Yep, we'll be glad to replace your coffee maker free of charge under warranty. You just need to send us your credit card information for $15 for shipping and handling." Yes, so in order for them to ship me a replacement coffee maker, I have to give them my credit card number, and then we will get a replacement coffee maker. Apparently, that's supposed to be a different email that we have yet to receive. So, yeah, a little frustrating not to have that happen in a timely fashion. Thankfully, the coffee maker still works. We don't use it when we're not here. There's a crack in the burner plate area. It looks to be strictly a cosmetic issue at this point, so we're keeping an eye on it, but I cannot go this early in the morning without having a few cups of coffee is what I'm going to go with today. So we woke up this morning. A lot of things happened yesterday. Unfortunately, the Brewers lost to the Mets yesterday 8-4. Now, they need to win the next game here or they are out. This is a best of three for the National or the Wild Card Championship. So best of three, they've got to win. Now, not sure what happened there. You know, they had a day off. The Mets had a doubleheader the day before. Thought the Brewers would have been well-rested. Not the case. Also, yesterday, you maybe heard me talk about it late in the morning on the morning show. I want to make sure we talk about it again because we broke in yesterday right around 10:50 in the morning because we found out that Frank Fritz from American Pickers passed away at the age of 60. Now, the reason we broke in with that yesterday, we're still talking about today, is there's obviously a local connection with American Pickers. They have been into this area a couple of times now in their white van, and they were downtown Baraboo a couple of times, so we wanted to make sure everyone had heard about it. Very sad. From what I understand, Frank had been sick for a while. We don't know a whole lot more details than that, so that was a very unfortunate thing to learn yesterday. We also learned that John Amos passed away on August 21st, although his death was just announced yesterday. He was 84. Amos was best known as James Evans, the dad from the 70s sitcom Good Times. He also played the older Kuna Kinte on the miniseries Roots and Clea McDaniel on Coming to America as its 2021 sequel. His big career break was playing the weatherman Gordy Howard on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. That is what I remember him from. So, yes, he passed away in August. We just learned about it yesterday. So it took a little while for that news to get out. Well over a month. I'm, again, not sure how those things all work. So yeah, we're definitely thinking about all those people today. It's just very unfortunate. A lot of celebrity deaths in the past couple of days. We're trying to keep on top of them as they come in. So unbelievable things that we've heard there. Now, this one's kind of interesting. We've had some talks in our house of, do you sleep in pajamas or something else? Someone polled people on Reddit and asked what they usually wear to bed. And 1 in 7 people said it's what they're wearing right now. So 14% said they usually sleep in whatever they wore that day. We're guessing most of these people work from home, maybe. Not coal miners, but a lot of people in the comments found it gross and said their beds must be filled with all sorts of germs and bacteria. Here are the 5 choices and how many people chose each one. Number 1, of course, was pajamas, 31%. The number 2 things that people wear to bed is underwear, 30%. Number 3 was what we just talked about, whatever you wore that day, 14%. Now, I would think that would be uncomfortable if it's maybe not shorts and a t-shirt, maybe sweats or something along those lines, depending on how dressed up you have to get to work. You know, I have not worn pants to work since I've been here. Now, before anyone's thinking that it's going to number 2, I'm wearing shorts and dress shorts. So just so we're on the same page, because, you know, I can wear that to work now. Kind of nice. At some point, I do have to wear pants to work because it will get colder like it was out this morning. And, you know, we did go clothes shopping this weekend. We'll talk about that a little bit later. The number 4 answer what people wear to bed is absolutely nothing. So in the buff, that was kind of tied for number 3. Number 5 was shirtless at 2%, no top, but not totally in the buff. And then the remaining percent said 8%. That's me. I sleep in a beekeeper's suit, right? Or maybe a hazmat suit with some of the stuff that happens with our dog in the bedroom, because we'll just leave it at that. So yes, it's very interesting what people wear to bed, but I can't imagine wearing the same thing all day long to bed. I just, again, I think it'd be uncomfortable. I know I wouldn't wear a polo shirt to bed. No, I've fallen asleep in my work clothes before, but then I usually go change them because I don't want to be wearing the same thing for 24 hours. That is just gross, you know? And maybe they don't see other people. I don't know. There's so many questions about that, but wearing the same thing you wore all day, yeah, not my cup of tea. Now, I was just talking about clothes shopping because I did have to go get some new clothes this weekend. Long overdue, because with working here, I get a little bit more options of what I can wear to work. So the first thing I did was go buy a new pair of jeans because my jeans were pretty much worn out. They had holes in them. One of the belt buckles was broken. Basically, that was my own doing this time. I got it caught on something. So yeah, it was long overdue to go clothes shopping. Now, anyone that knows me knows how much I like clothes shopping. And I'm saying that sarcastically. Not a fan of clothes shopping. And Wendy is very patient with me when we go do this because it is something I absolutely hate doing. And it's a necessity. I get it. And I want to pick out my own clothes because I want to be comfortable with what I'm wearing. Wendy does a very good job of knowing what I need, as well as most of my family, thankfully. So we get around Christmas time, so I've got a reprieve, so I don't have to worry about it for at least 3 months, hopefully, or maybe a little bit longer. But yeah, we went to multiple stores over the weekend because, yes, I needed some new jeans, and trying to find the right size that fits was a little bit of a challenge. So we hit up 2 different stores over the weekend. One of them was having a sale, and so, yeah, that worked out pretty good. And honestly, I wanted some flannel shirts, you know, because I can wear those to work now if I would like to. And so I picked up a couple of flannel shirts. Those are very comfortable. Almost needed it this morning, quite honestly. Stepped outside. We're talking 42 degrees out there this morning when I got up, and it was by 4 a.m. So, yes, I was wearing shorts. I'm not sure what I was thinking this morning when I got out there. But it was cold, and so it was a necessary thing. So 2 different stores. Glad it's done. Not a fan of clothes shopping. And then, of course, I was asked, do you need new shoes? And I'm like, why? Did you look at the bottom of my shoes? They're getting a little smooth. They aren't bad. And I am a big fan of the slip-on shoes now. And it's not because I don't want to bend over, contrary to popular belief. It's not about that. It's just I don't want to deal with the shoelaces, quite honestly. Or if I choose to kick my shoes off when I'm in the studio, you know, no one else is there to see it. So I just want to be comfortable with it. So then it was clothes shopping. Then it was getting shoes. Yeah, that I'm glad it's done. Not a fan of it. Necessary item to do. So, yes, that is done. So I'm going to give you a little preview of some of the things we've got coming up this week, because I want to talk about those. We are working on getting an interview with Bruce from Hurricane Alice. He's going to be opening the show with his band at the Crystal Grand Theater this weekend. So we're working to get an interview with him. Hopefully tomorrow, that's kind of the plan. We're still working on that, but that is hopefully the plan for that. He's going to be open for Stephen Piercy. He's the voice of Rat. They're going to be there this Saturday at the Crystal Grand. In the 8 o'clock hour, I'm going to be giving tickets away to that show. So be listening for that as well. I'll give you what you need to do. I promise I'll make it simple. But again, this hour, we are giving away tickets as well. I have a pair of tickets to see Forever Simon and Garfunkel, a tribute, this Saturday, October 5th at 7 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie River Arts Center. I've got a pair of tickets. You just need to text in, "I want to win" or "I want to win." I don't care how you phrase it. Just say, "I want to win" for your chance to win a pair of those tickets. I will give those away in this hour. I will pick a winner at random for a pair of those tickets, and you need to text "I want to win." You can do that via the Free Civic Media app. That's the easiest way to do it. Look for Max and Miles, tap on Max FM, go to the very bottom of the screen in the center, click the text button, and text "I want to win." I see texts coming in right now, so I know the text line is up and running this morning. So if you want a chance to get those tickets, you need to text in now. You can also use the text line. That is 608-355-9970, but a lot easier from the Civic Media app. And then I will reply to the winner at around 8-something this morning. We know how close I keep an eye on time. We won't talk about the clock right now. That's a conversation for another day. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar. That's brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo on Max FM.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. This weekend will feature a number of fall-related celebrations, including the Fall Fair on the Square in downtown Baraboo. Over 170 artists and crafters will showcase and sell their beautifully designed goods, numerous food trucks, some engaging kids' activities, great live music, and a farmer's market. This event will be from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. coming up on Saturday, October 5th. And that same day, from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m., the Sauk Prairie FFA alumni will be hosting their Fall Harvest Festival. The event will be happening at the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park. Tractor Riders Breakfast will be at the Gym Bar and Grill at 8 a.m. Food vendors will be available from 9:30 until 1 p.m. Kids Pedal Pull at 10 a.m. Tractor Parade at 10:30. And then the Tractor Car and Truck Show will be 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Other vehicles and machinery will be on display. All the details can be found at SaukPrairieFFA.com/HarvestFest. It'll also be the Fall Festival and Open House at Durward's Glen, with 20-plus artists and craft vendors, live music, self-guided tours of the buildings and grounds, plus concessions available. Details for that event can be found at durwardsglen.org. That'll be from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. And also enjoy the Lord's Acre Festival. That's going to be happening at Black Hawk Bethlehem Church in Sauk City. Bake sale, youth broad stand, and farmer's market. Pork chop dinner will be served from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. and then an auction from 1 until 3. BlackHawkBethlehem.org for all the details on that event. And those are just a few of the many events happening around the area to celebrate fall.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Ballwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Ballwig.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
At SSM Health, our comprehensive orthopedic team is here to help. We understand life keeps moving, and you should too. From diagnosis to rehabilitation, our expert staff will listen to your concerns, answer questions, and partner with you to set goals toward your individual treatment. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit ssmhealth.com/keepmoving and request an appointment with one of our orthopedic specialists today.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham hanging out with you on Wednesday morning. It is 7:28 on Wednesday morning. It is More Music Mornings with Dave. Here is Michael Jackson on Max FM. Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. You still have a chance to win tickets to see the tribute to Simon and Garfunkel this Saturday at the Sauk Prairie River Arts Center. You just need to text in "I want to win" for a chance to win those tickets. Can't make it any easier than that. Here are the Tubes on Max FM.
Yeah.
90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on your Wednesday morning. It is 7:35 a.m. As a reminder, if you are celebrating your birthday or anniversary today, please text those in to us so we can get those on. We want to celebrate those with you. As a reminder, talking about text, you have an opportunity to win some tickets today. This hour, with hits like Bridge Over Troubled Water, Mrs. Robinson, and The Hazy Shade of Winter, Simon and Garfunkel became one of the most famous best-selling duos of their time. You can relive that history with the sounds of Forever, Simon and Garfunkel, a tribute this Saturday, October 5th at 7 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie River Arts Center. Tickets are just $30 for adults and $10 for children. You have a chance to win those tickets this hour. You just need to text in, "I want to win." Can't make it any easier than that. We will pick a winner at random to receive a pair of those tickets. This is my last pair of tickets for this show, so you need to text in if you want a chance to go see that. Simon and Garfunkel, like I said yesterday, I listen to them. I have their CDs here somewhere. Yes, I have them on CD. And they're probably in the red car is where I'm thinking they're at right now. I'm definitely going to have to find them because I listened to a lot of their songs. We talked a little bit about yesterday, some of our favorite songs. And Bridge Over Troubled Water is one of my favorites. The Boxer is also a pretty good one. So text in for your chance to win. You just need to text in, "I want to win," and I will pick a winner at random. I'll let you all know in the 8 o'clock hour who that is. And then we're having another ticket giveaway in the 8 o'clock hour. So we're giving away tickets. Cannot have more fun than that on a Wednesday morning. Like I said, we are halfway through this work week, right? So that is a great thing. Speaking of it being Wednesday, the Farmers Market is setting up in downtown Baraboo on the Courthouse Square as we speak. They'll open up at 8 a.m. on Oak Street. They'll be out there at 12:30 p.m. They got fall flowers, fruits and vegetables, some bakery items, and they're going to be back again this Saturday as well in conjunction with the Fair on the Square in downtown Baraboo. That's happening from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in downtown Baraboo. We'll see if we can maybe get Seth in to talk about that this week. Seth, if you're listening, text me. We should maybe get you in to talk about the Fair in the Square this week, and that is coming up on us fast. Going to be beautiful weather this weekend. We're talking highs in the 70s, sunny. And, you know, we've had some years where this weekend has been rainy, cold, windy. Not this weekend. Going to be absolutely beautiful to be out there. It is October, so guess what? It's time for the Halloween pulls, right? Well, if you go into some stores, you're seeing Christmas decorations already. I'm not going to name stores. The chocolate company Ferrero released their 2024 Halloween survey, and they're trying to claim the hot new trends is adults celebrating Halloween. Yeah, that's not new. They're even trying to get a new term trending, adult-a-ween. That does seem kind of weird to me, and let's not say that one again. Here are the few stats to kick off the spookiest month of the year. 69% of adults plan to buy Halloween candy, even if they don't expect trick-or-treaters. Some of us, for us, it's just an excuse to eat those sweets. We do hand out candy to the kids in our household, just saying, but usually we pick some candy for them and some candy for us. Yeah, okay, guilty. 67% of parents will buy extra candy just in case they need it. Then they secretly stash it away for themselves. Yes, that's us. 58% will decorate their house in some way, even if it's just a simple pumpkin on the porch. 60% of people say they enjoy pumpkin carving. So yes, we'll have our foam pumpkins out. We have a skeleton out there. If you haven't heard the story of the skeleton, we saw this in the store when we were out and about. It rode home in the back seat of our truck, and we had it seat belted in, and yes, a few strange looks. Our dog at the time was giving us a strange looks of, what is this in the back seat with me? So we put it on our front porch in the chair. Our UPS delivery people loved it. I think it scared them the first time. They've taken pictures with it. We usually dress it up during the various holidays, and it is fun to catch people off guard. 47% of adults say they like to dress up in costume for their own enjoyment. I don't care if you like my costume. It's for me, okay? And I don't even know what my costume will be this year. I'm sure some of my good friends will text me some great ideas. 36% of people plan to dress up their pets this year. We are not them. We are not dressing our dog up. He would squirm around, wiggle around. I don't think he enjoys dressing up. Our last dog, he absolutely loved it. He had his bandanas, his hats, his shirts. This one has no part of that. 77% of adults feel nostalgic about trick-or-treating. screening. I can agree with that. And 40% of people polled said Halloween is their favorite holiday. So yes, Halloween is just around the corner. We usually hand out candy. We've had dog treats here for the pets as well. And on occasion, we've maybe even had some adult beverages for the adults. We want to make Halloween fun. So again, if you want a chance to see the tribute to Simon and Garfunkel this weekend at the Sauk Prairie River Arts Center, you need to text in. Our text line is 608-355-9970, or better yet, go over to the free Civic Media app, tap on Max and Mouse, go down to the bottom, click the button in the middle of the text. Text, I want to win for your chance to win this hour. I will pick a winner at random to receive a pair of those tickets. Here is sports brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Brewers face a must-win game two in their National League wildcard playoff series with the Mets tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. New York coming from behind, scoring five times in the fifth inning to pull out an 8-4 victory in their series opener on Tuesday night at AmFam Field. Milwaukee's Rhys Hoskins.
Obviously, you want to win game one. Puts the pressure on the other team, but we've won two games in a row plenty of times this season. And yeah, we've gotten knocked down enough this year, but also gotten back up that I think we're confident, you know, we have the ability to do that 100%. We just have to believe that.
Packers back in the practice field today, getting ready for Sunday's road game in Los Angeles against the Rams. They worked out a pair of kickers already this week. Brayden Narveson missing a pair of kicks on Sunday and has now missed four this season. Raiders may be moving on from their star wideout Davante Adams. ESPN reporting that Las Vegas has informed other teams they would consider trading the six-time Pro Bowler. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have an estate toy collection auction ending at 9 a.m. Another large auction featuring 8th scale farm toys, as well as other farm toys, semis, construction-related toys, and much more. Again, that's an estate toy collection online-only auction ending today at 9 a.m. The catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. On Thursday, we have the Joseph Zarina Estate Collector Car and Machinery Auction ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview at the property today near Westfield from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. This online-only auction features a 57 Chevy, also a Nomad, other trucks and vehicles, farm machinery, tools, hunting-related items, and much more. That's the Joseph Zarina Estate online-only auction ending tomorrow at 9 a.m. The catalog is open and posted for bidding at gavinbros.com. Remember, if you're thinking to have it at an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today and becoming a little breezy by later this afternoon. Our high 72, the wind southwest 10 to 20, gusting to 25 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, breezy, 48 tomorrow. Mostly sunny, 76 by Friday, sunshine with a high near 70. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Is more music mornings with Dave. Here is Bon Jovi on Max FM.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance. Guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your world and I'm just a squirrel. Trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air. Come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will fool this fool. Party people in the house, move.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It is 7:52 on Wednesday morning. This is your final chance. If you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary, know someone that is, please text those into us now in just a moment. We're going to go through our celebrity birthday list, and I do have a birthday and anniversary to talk about as well. But if you're celebrating or know someone that is celebrating, please text us now, 608-355-9970. Speaking of texting, this is your last chance to win these wonderful tickets. Again, with hits like Bridge Over Troubled Water, Mrs. Robinson, and Hazy Shade of Winter, Simon and Garfunkel became one of the most famous best-selling duos of their time. You can relive that history with the sounds of Forever Simon and Garfunkel. a tribute this Saturday, October 5th, 7 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie River Arts Center. Tickets are for adults are just $30, $10 for students. We're giving away a pair of tickets this hour. This is your last chance to get a chance on those tickets. You need to text me right now if you want to be entered in the drawing for that. 608-355-9970, or better yet, use a free Civic Media app, tap on Max the Mouse, click text and send in, "I want to win." I will pick a winner very shortly, so we'll announce that in the 8 o'clock hour. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to give away some tickets to see the show at the Crystal Grand this weekend. So got to do that right now for the Simon & Garfunkel tribute tickets. Let's talk about our celebrity birthdays. Today, Paul Tuttle Jr. is 50. You remember him from American Chopper. Efren Ramirez is 51. Pedro and Napoleon Dynamite. Tiffany is 53. We're going to play a little Tiffany next. Kelly Ripa is 54 from Live with Kelly and Ryan. Freddie Jackson is 68. Biggest hit was 1985's You Are My Lady. Philip Oakey is 69. Human League singer Don't You Want Me. Lorraine Bracco is 70. She's Dr. Jennifer Melfi on The Sopranos and Ray Liotta's wife in The Goodfellas. Sting is 73 years old. Avery Brooks is 76. Captain Sisko on Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Don McLean is 79. Their biggest hit was the 1971's American Pie. So if you are celebrating a birthday anniversary, we want to wish you a happy birthday. And on our local list today, we have Margaret Victor. Happy birthday to you. Tyson and Jenna Cruz, happy anniversary to both of you. And Ron and Dixie Marquardt, happy anniversary to both of you as well. If you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, we want to wish you a happy birthday or happy anniversary. As a reminder, this is your last chance to get in the drawing for this tribute to Simon & Garfunkel. You need to text in, "I want to win." We're going to pick a winner very shortly at random. As I mentioned, it is Tiffany's birthday. We'll have her up next on Max FM.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
There's a new one-of-a-kind business in downtown Reedsburg. Bender's Tap In. Stop in tonight and try your hand at virtual golf, football, zombie dodgeball, and more with their sports simulators. After working up an appetite, choose from unique Wisconsin favorites with some Texas flair. Bender's Tap In features gourmet burgers and hot dogs, along with the Broad of the Month special, some delicious appetizers, all with a southern twist. With 40 unique beers, including 8 on tap, you can experience a new beer on almost every visit. Try Bender's Tap In today. Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Konamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo. Looking for a fun night out with friends or that special someone? This live music and comedy destination features laid-back vibes and top-notch service. Enjoy their locally sourced menu, wine and cocktails, cheese curds, pizza, or a yummy charcuterie board. Konamichi is the true taste of the Badger State. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.